You are listening to Through the Stage Door on WMNH 95.3. We're a biweekly program that celebrates what's happening on the stage of the Majestic Theater, as well as the musical sounds coming from the Ted Herbert Music School. For more information about the Majestic Theater or the Ted Herbert Music School, you can visit us online at www.majestictheater.net or www.tedherbert.com, or give us a call, 669-7469. My name is Robert Dyer. I'm the Artistic Director of Majestic and the Administrator for Ted Herbert's. And I'm excited today because today we have kids. I think you're all kids. None of you are teens yet, right? You're all 12.
I'm 12.
Okay, so you're almost teens, but kids from the upcoming Majestic Academy, a dramatic arts production of James and the Giant Peach Jr., which is happening Friday, October 11th at 7, Saturday, October 12th at 2 o'clock and 7, and Sunday, October 13th at 2 p.m. at the Derry Opera House, 29 West Broadway in Derry. Welcome to Kelsey.
Hi.
And welcome to Ian.
Hello.
And welcome to Maggie.
Hola.
Oh, so we have all these minutes to fill. Oh, I hope you guys brought... Okay, ready, set, go.
Hello.
They're all looking at me like right now. So we're going to have a conversation today about James and the Giant Peach. And James and the Giant Peach is a very, very fun show. Some of you might remember the book by Roald Dahl. I always say that wrong. Roald? Would you say Roald?
Ronald.
What would you guys
Ronald.
Say?
It's Ronald.
Ronald.
There's no N in there. It's R-O-A-L-D.
See? Since when?
See, you just got etymicated there. Roald.
Oh.
Roald. Roald. Unless this has been typos for 50 years. And James and the Giant Peach is a book that was written back in the early 60s by Roald Dahl. You might also remember that he also wrote Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Actually, he wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which later became Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And the musical that we're doing was written by Pasek and Paul. I'll tell you a little bit more about that later. You can do a Google search and look it up on the Google. They're all laughing. And you can see the music for this is written by Pasek and Paul. And those are important names because you've heard of stuff that they've done. Pasek and Paul actually wrote the music and lyrics to The Greatest Showman, which a lot of you have seen the big movie. They've also written the music and lyrics to Dear Evan Hansen, which just came to Boston we got to see, which is also a great, great musical. So the music in this is fun, the characters are great, and it's definitely a show for the whole family. So let's jump in. So Kelsey, tell me a little bit about who you are, what role you play, and a little bit about you.
Okay. I'm Kelsey Sweet. I'm 11 years old, and I'm playing Sponge.
Okay. And you, where did you go to school?
St. Francis of Assisi.
Okay, and Ian.
Hi, I'm Ian Dolly. I'm 12 years old, and I'm in 7th grade at Southside Middle School in Manchester. I am playing the role of James.
Hey, your name is in the title.
It is.
Oh, how about that? Oh. And Maggie.
Hi, I'm Maggie Roy. I'm 12 years old, and I go to Hooksett Colley Middle School.
Colley Middle
School,
and
I'm in 7th grade, and I'm going to be playing the role of Spiker.
Oh, okay. So who can tell me a little bit about their character? Who can tell me? Ian? Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm a sad orphan because my parents were killed by a rhino when I was just a little kid.
Oh,
and
wait. That doesn't happen on stage, dude, because that's kind of creepy and scary. That happens off stage, right?
It does.
Oh, thank goodness. All right, because I don't like scary things. All right, and tell us a little bit more about your character.
Well, I was in the orphanage for most of my life under a very mean nanny. And then these two aunts here, they got a note from the orphanage, and they said, and apparently they're the only living relatives to me, so I have to go move into them in Dover.
Okay.
And then I meet this weird old guy, goes by the name of Latilord, and he gives me a magic book, and using that magic book, I cast the spell, making a giant peach grow and a bunch of insects grow, and you'll have to see the show if
wow.
you want to know more.
That sounds pretty darn interesting. Maggie, what about your character?
My character of Spiker is one of the aunts, and I take James in, and basically me and Kelsey, which is Sponge, we're very mean to James, and all we want is money from the peach.
Okay, what about you, Kelsey?
I'm paying Sponge, and yeah. James comes in to live with us, and I have nothing to do with him. Same thing like Maggie just said, all I want is money for the peach.
Okay, so you guys are sisters. Spiker and Sponge are sisters?
Yes.
Do you guys get along?
Yeah.
For the most part, right? Yeah. Sometimes. James, do you get along with the aunts?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Why not?
They're nasty to me. They're rude.
They're rude and mean and all that.
They won't let me in on the money from the peach.
Oh. Really? What do you guys want to do with the money?
Oh, I don't know.
If you had all the money from the peach in real life, what would you guys do?
Go to Vegas.
You'd go to Vegas? Wow.
Buy a Lamborghini.
A Lamborghini?
Ferrari.
Wow. Buying nice cars.
But you can't drive them. Like,
you'd have to save them until you could drive, I guess, a couple years. So the musical, like I said, is happening at the Derry Opera House. It's a cast of just under 30 kids. The oldest is 13, and I think there's only one 13-year-old, right? One or two?
Yes.
And then everyone else is between the ages of 8 and 12. So it's a great opportunity, especially if you have a kid that's interested in the theater or has read the book, to definitely come and see the story. The music is a lot of fun. The characters are great and whatnot. Let me tell you a little bit more about the musical here. It's based on one of Roald Dahl's most poignantly quirky stories. Roald Dahl's James and the Giant Peach is a brand new take on this Master Peach of a Tale. See what they did there? Master Peach of a Tale.
Ah.
Ha ha. Featuring a wickedly tuneful score and a witty and charming book, this adventurous musical about courage and self-discovery is destined to be a classic. When James is sent by his conniving aunts to chop down their old fruit tree, he discovers a magic potion that grows a tremendous peach, rolls into the ocean, and launches a journey of enormous proportions. James befriends a collection of singing insects that will ride the giant peach of fruit across the ocean, facing hunger, sharks, and plenty of disagreements along the way. So I'll throw this question out to anybody. A bunch of singing insects. Where did you guys find a bunch of singing insects? Or are they played by people?
They're played by people.
Okay, good. I was going to say, I've never heard a singing insect before. I know some make noise, and I don't really like insects. So, now, are the insects in this show, are they creepy? Are they fun? Or are they, how would you guys describe
creepy,
them?
Creepy, fun, scared.
Really?
And always happy.
And always happy. Okay. So the insects are being played by kids the whole time, or do they do something at the beginning that's different?
At the beginning of the show, they're actually puppets.
Oh, okay.
Until they eat the crocodile tongues, which turns them into...
Crocodile tongues. That sounds pretty gross.
Yeah.
So they eat the crocodile tongues, and then the puppets become...
Insects.
Humanoids.
I think the other night we called them human insects.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny because I'm asking all these questions. I am working on the show with these great kids, and I'm asking these questions. They're looking at me like, you know the answers to all these questions. So we have to pretend like I don't know any of the answers here as the host. Are there any other special moments in the show that are kind of fun?
All the scenes that Latilord is in.
Okay. Yeah. So tell me a little, who can tell me a little bit about Latilord as a character? Let's play it by Martin Dormer. Ian's they're all pointing at Ian. Ian's like the pro here. All right, Ian, you probably interact with him the most on stage.
I do. I'm the only one that actually sees him, unless he's in disguise, which he does a lot during
which
the
he does
show.
A lot. It's like a Where's Waldo, huh?
So Latilord is the narrator of the show. So he sings the opening number. He'll sing a couple more songs throughout the show. He's on a cruise ship as a captain.
Okay. So there's lots of, like, a Where's Waldo? Like, where can we find him throughout the show? Mm-hmm. Now, Latilord, Martin must be 13, isn't he? Or is he 12?
I think he's 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I also have to make sure I mention that we have two productions that we're working on right now because we just do lots and lots of theater. We are also working on the Addams Family School Edition with our teens from ages 13 to 17. Our next program in a couple of weeks will be with those teens, so definitely check out our next program. And if you're interested in tickets for Addams Family School Edition, you can also get those at majestictheater.net, just like the James tickets. And Addams Family School Edition, the musical, actually happens the weekend after in the Derry Opera House. So come and see James and the Giant Peach, October 11th through the 13th. Then go back the next weekend and see Addams Family School Edition.
Then before Christmas, go see Elf.
Well, go see Elf, and we'll be talking about that. So it's like, and that's Friday, October 18th through the 20th for Addams Family. So lots and lots of theater, and Ian's bringing up Elf because we just cast our musical of Elf the Musical, which is one of two Christmas musicals we're doing this year. Oh, there's so much going on, I can't even keep track. And I also have to make sure I mention that if you are interested in auditioning if you're a kid or a teen interested in auditioning, we will be announcing Fiddler on the Roof Junior auditions very, very soon. That's going to be our youth and our teens, ages 8 to 16. And the audition for that will be coming up in November for a January performance. So definitely get your name on our email list if you want to get information about that. So you guys obviously, this isn't your first show, right? You guys have done other shows.
Yes.
All right. So Maggie, I'll go with you first. Maggie, what other shows have you been in? Tell me about some of the other shows you've been in.
I just started with the Music Man Junior.
Oh, cool. Where'd you do in that school?
No, I did it here.
Where?
With you.
What, Music Man Junior?
Yeah.
Music Man Junior? Oh, you did. No, you did it before.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said.
Yeah.
You, I thought
that's
you said
what I meant.
You started. You said start. I thought you said started. I went, oh my God, I forgot what show I was doing. You starred in it. You're right. You did star in that. We did that last January. I thought you said started. I got a little scared there for a second. That's not that. You've done a lot of shows before that, right?
No, I started with Music Man last year.
Oh, that was your very first show.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Very, very cool. And have you done anything since Music Man?
I did Mary Poppins Jr. and I did Forgiven.
So you did all of our youth shows since the beginning of the year. Wow. Ian, what about you?
Well, I first started a couple seasons ago here at the Majestic with The Lion King Jr. I played young Simba. I went on to do more shows like Bye Bye Birdie. I was Randolph McAfee. I did Music Man and Mary Poppins with her. I was Winthrop Peru and Michael.
Michael Banks, yeah?
Yeah, Michael Banks.
It's interesting. So we're actually taking a bus trip of people on Sunday to go see Lion King in Boston, and we're really excited for that. But yeah, you're right. Lion King was a very... And that was actually... Lion King was like... I think that was the first... big youth show when we redid our youth programs and started doing big, big shows again. I remember that was our very, very first show, right? Wasn't that your first show?
I was expecting to get an ensemble. And
yeah,
I just
and you were young Simba.
And I'm like, whoa.
Yep, and I still say you, when Simba's dad dies and little Simba's going, Daddy, Daddy, is like the saddest, one of my saddest moments ever in theater. It was just so, so sad. Are there any sad moments in this show, Ian? There's a couple, I think, that are kind of not, like, you sing a couple numbers that, like, On Your Way Home.
Yeah, and Everywhere That You Are, that's a sad one.
Yeah, and so that's a sad one. But the insects in that number, they all come to kind of support you on that, so.
Except for Centipede.
Well, except for Centipede. He's an old grouch anyway, so it's okay. Kelsey, what about you? I know you've done a lot of stuff.
Yeah, my first show with the Majestic was The Wizard of Oz.
Okay, so that would have been... Oh, that was at... Oh, we were on Elm Street.
Yeah.
Okay. Wizard of Oz. I didn't know that was your very first show. Okay. And what have you done since... Okay, let me rephrase that. Because you've done, like, hundreds of shows. What have you done? Name some a couple of the most favorite shows you've done since then.
Okay. So, I did Mary Poppins here, and I was Jane Banks.
Oh, you guys are brother and sister.
Yeah.
Did you guys get along?
Yeah, most part.
Well, on the stage.
Yeah, on the stage, yes.
Okay, yeah.
I did... a couple shows with WAG, Wyndham Actors Guild.
Mm-hmm.
I did Seussical at the Palace.
Okay.
And I do some things with Kids Coop, and I also do some things through my school drama.
Wow, so you jump all over the place. And you just did School of Rock with Kids Coop, right, last spring.
Yeah.
And I have to make sure, and she's gonna probably turn red when I say this, but I have to make sure I highlight that Kelsey, you have something really cool coming up this Christmas in a show. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so I am going to be in Annie through the Algonquin Playhouse, and yeah.
And what are you going to be doing? This is important. It's a big deal.
I'm going to be...
She's so modest. She's like, oh, it's nothing. tell us what it is.
So I'm going to be understudying the five orphans, and I'll be in all 32 shows.
Wait, so you have to do 32 shows of that?
Yes.
And you might be like this orphan on one day and this... Oh my God! I've done a lot of Annie productions. I've never had to play five different roles, though. So you have to know. So you're gonna
I'm
have to know.
I'm learning six because I'm learning the five orphans and then the other parts.
Of oh my goodness gracious! So at any point they could come up to you and say, Kelsey, oh my goodness gracious, Duffy just got sick. We need you to jump in and do it.
Yeah.
And you're just gonna do it just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know that I could do that. I don't know that I can do that. Well, congrats, Kelsey, on that, because that's really, really a great thing. And it's great to hear, too, that, you know, Ian and Maggie, you know, you did your first shows at Majestic. You keep doing shows there. Hey, folks, I always say, you know what? Majestic has great youth programs. We do a really good job with them. We work extremely hard to make sure it's a great experience for the kids and teens. there are other theaters that do great programs too. We're just one of many. So if you have a kid or a teen that wants to do theater, get out there. There's plenty of opportunities no matter where you live in southern New Hampshire to get see some good theater and be part of good things. And, you know, in different companies are better for different people. So check it out and be around. If you're just joining us, we're talking with kids from the upcoming Majestic Academy of Dramatic Arts production of James and the Giant Peach Jr., a musical written by Timothy McDonald, Benji Pasek, and Justin Paul, based on the book James and the Giant Peach by Roald Dahl, happening at the Derry Opera House Friday, October 11th at 7 p.m., Saturday, October 12th, two shows, 2 o'clock p.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday, October 13th at 2 p.m. Can give us a call at 669-7469 for tickets, or go online, www.majestictheater.net, and we will... you can get them there as well. But we always say call if you can. That way you don't have to pay an online fee. If you call, there's no fee. And we hope that you'll come and support our 30 kids in this great, great, great musical from the writers of The Greatest Showman and Dear Evan Hansen. So in every production, and I always ask this question, you know, I heard a couple of you talking about this before we actually started recording, about funny moments. Oh. And I have to make sure, too, also, before we do that, I have to make sure I shout out to Becky Rush and Colette Fortin, who have helped me with this show this year. We had some great interns over the years, and they all grew up. They all went to college. So this year we decided on this one. Hey, let's bring in three professionals, and we had Becky do a couple scenes. We had Colette do a few numbers, help me out. So it's great because the kids got to work with three professional directors on the show, and we're all different in what we do. So it's really been really really a cool experience for all of us. So funny moments. Funny moments that happen. Okay, let me rephrase it. Funny moments that happen on or off stage that you can say on the radio, children. Who's going to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, Kelsey's going to go first.
So when Earthen wasn't here, when Alex wasn't here, Martin stepped in and did it, and then he got to roll his R, and he was all like, woohoo! And like you could like imagine him playing that role on stage.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Earthen was six, yes. So we had someone step in. And Lotta Lord got to play, like, you know, that whole part that day. So. And I think there's pictures isn't there pictures of him in a flower hat or something,
there,
too?
Yes. Because he's in the ladies' garden. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
well.
That's right. So that was his
one of the many
hat.
Cameos he's in. Okay. In this
he
show.
Also got another funny moment I remember was doing Property of Spiker and Sponge when Maggie, you left early, and mm-hmm. then Martin mm-hmm. played
right.
Spiker.
Okay.
I saw
you know,
video.
Theater is a lot of work. You know, there's no doubt that it's a lot of work. And these kids sitting here will tell you that it is a lot of work to be in rehearsals for a show, to learn your lines, your music, your choreography, and go to school, and have to do home stuff. And if you're in a sport, do that. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot to it. But we really do have a fun time doing it, and that's kind of the whole reason of doing it. We want to put on a good show, but we want to have fun doing it too. If we're not going to have fun doing it, why do it? Maggie, do you have any funny, or Ian have any funny?
Oh, I have some.
Maggie
funny
has
ones.
One? Okay.
A few weeks ago, me and Kelsey and Martin were off stage, so we got to fool around with Mama Sweet in the back.
Oh, Mama Sweet, who's lurking behind all of this. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble for mentioning her. You were messing around. What was happening back there?
We were trying on some costumes, okay. Some wigs,
some bobas. The boba things and the fluff.
The what?
The fluffy
boas.
Things.
Oh, the boas?
Yeah.
Would you call it a boba?
No, a boa.
Oh, boa. Oh, I thought you said boba. I'm like, I don't know what a boba is. I know what a boa is. Ian, what about you?
I'm just going to say what we're all thinking. Just hanging out with us, like hanging out. And then Martin, who plays Lattalore, we stated before, is just a great time. Every time we meet is so funny. That we get here like 10 minutes before rehearsal and we'll just talk about like TikTok or something the whole time.
Now, wait, TikTok's a game, right?
TikTok.
Oh, okay. I'm not hip. I'm not trying to be hip. You know, it's great. And it's great to hear you say that because honestly, I know even as an adult when I do shows, the first question I figure out is who else is in the show?
Yeah.
Because, you know, a show is all about having fun with people. And if you've done other shows with people, you get to the point where you make friends, right? Mm-hmm. Some of my best friends that I have are people I met in theater billions of years ago. Any other funny moments that you guys can think of? No? Yeah. Any favorite parts in the show that you really, really like? I'll tell you mine at the end.
Oh, I have one.
Okay,
I
Maggie,
think I
go
know
ahead.
Yours is.
Okay, all right,
I
Maggie,
I know we
go
haven't
ahead.
Blocked this one yet, but I really like the I Got You song.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I like I Got You, and I also like when we, like, fight back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
playful fight, of course.
Yes,
you know.
Sure.
We don't want anyone to think that, you know, they're coming to it. Oh, I don't want to bring my kids to that. They're fighting. It's a play fighting. Now, Kelsey, tell me a little bit about your costume. Because Sponge, what does Sponge like to do? Sponge likes to eat.
Sandwiches.
And you wanted, and you said you wanted something different with your costume. What was that?
I wanted a fat suit.
You wanted a fat suit. So Kelsey's wearing a fat. So when you see Kelsey on stage, please know that she's not usually that fat. She's wearing a fat suit.
Please don't.
So that'll be fun. Ian, what's your favorite part of the show?
Oh, gosh. I love Everywhere That You Are, Floating Along. Really all the songs that me and the Bugs are in.
Okay. Anybody else? Maggie, do you have a favorite? Kelsey? No? I think what I see, you know me. Okay, Ian, you said you thought you knew what my favorite part was.
I think you said Everywhere That You Are.
Yeah, I really like the sad songs, I have to admit. I'm all about the sad songs.
Yeah, that one's a good
one. And that's every show, too. It's just those really sad. Because, you know, theater is around to make people feel something, whether they're laughing or whether they're laughing, they're crying, they're sad, they're happy. All of that stuff is why people go to theater. They want to just be able to go and get away from everything. But, you know, overall, I think you guys would agree, James is a very happy show. Mm-hmm. It's really about friends coming together to help James. And on this show, too, we're doing something a little different than we've done. We have done some slides. I think we used some for Shrek. Mm-hmm. But we are using slides for our backdrops this year, the professional slides that come with the show. And those are really a lot of fun. I was telling the kids I'm going to hopefully show them that this weekend because they are a lot of fun and they'll actually give us another dynamic to the show as well. So as far as James, have any of you read the book?
Yes,
I have multiple times.
Okay, all right, so Ian, this will be maybe a little harder for you.
I've seen the movie.
I have a little trivia thing for you on the
trivia.
Yay! Okay, so this is a little trivia. You can play at home too if you'd like, and I'm doing this online, so I don't even know the correct answer to these until I hit my answer.
Where's our imaginary buzzer?
Yeah, there's no buzzers.
just
I'll let you just yell out, okay?
Okay?
All right, so this is James and the Giant Peach Quiz. This is based on the book, all right? Mm-hmm. So it might be a little different than the actual musical.
Yeah.
Well, actually, how different is the book? You guys have read the book. How different is it than
It's not a little bit.
Just a tiny bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like it's more similar to the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, the history of this is the fact that, you know, James and the Giant Peach by Roald Dahl. What ended up happening was the estate of Roald Dahl had given Leslie Bequies and Anthony Newley the rights to do a movie version of Willy Wonka. And that was so successful that they then turned and said, well, we'll allow it to happen for James and the Giant Peach too. And they let them write a musical version of that. Now, the movie's not a musical version, right? I've not seen the movie.
No, it is not.
Okay. Okay. What happened? Okay, this is an easy one.
Okay.
All right, yeah, you can raise your hand because you're all going to know this one. Raise your hand if you know the answer. What happened to James' parents? Car accident, eaten by a rhino, plane crash, or eaten by giants? James, Ian.
Eaten by a rhino.
Eaten by a rhino, and that is correct. All righty. Next question. There's 10 of these. who does James meet in the clump of laurel bushes? Sponge? Old green grasshopper? A witch with a snake, or an old bald man?
An old bald man.
An old bald man is correct. All right, and he's not bald in our show. I don't want Martin to think, listen to this and go, I have to shave my head. He probably would, I bet, if I asked
him. Probably.
But we're not going to make him shave his head. So, how big does a peach eventually grow? As big as a basketball? As big as a pumpkin? As big as a car? Or as big as a house? Kelsey.
As big as a house.
Oh, big as a house is correct. All right. You're getting all of these.
Let's just live in our basketball peach.
Which was not an insect James met on the peach? Grasshopper, ladybug, glowworm, or bumblebee? Maggie.
Bumblebee.
Bumblebee is correct. All right. Okay, this is a fun one. What happens to Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker? Oh, we're going to give a little spoiler here. The peach runs over them. They recapture James, the police arrest them, or they become millionaires. Ian.
They get ran over by a peach.
They get run over by a peach is correct.
I want to become a millionaire.
Oh, this is a hard one because this is not actually in the musical. It happens in the musical, but we don't know the number. You'll have to have read the book. How many seagulls does it take to lift the peach? 101, 102, 501, or 502?
I don't know.
Ian's going to guess.
B.
102?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Aww.
It is 502.
Wow.
Yes.
I thought it was 97.
Yeah. We do not, folks, we have seagulls in our production. We do not have 502 seagulls in our production. I think Mama Sweet would not like to do that many costumes for our seagulls. That would not be good.
She'd do it
All
if
right,
she told
her. Here's another question that you would know from the book that's not in the show, but what are the cloud men doing when James first spots them? Are they painting a rainbow, rolling hailstones, beating thunder drums, or making snow? I don't even know the answer to this.
I forget.
You forget.
I'm going to go with thunder drums.
Thunder drums.
Yeah.
Nope. Rolling hailstones.
Oh.
I wouldn't have known that. I've read the book, but it was like 185 years ago, so.
Mm-hmm. I read it like, I don't know.
What breaks, okay, this you guys should know. What breaks the strings holding the seagulls to the peach? An airplane, a giant rhinoceros, cloud men cut the ropes, or gravity? Someone other than Ian. Do you know this, Ian?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
An airplane.
An airplane is correct. And our show is, it's helicopters, isn't it? Helicopters come in and...
Yes.
Yeah.
It's helicopters.
All righty, a couple more. And again, this is not in our show, but it's actually in the book. What does the mayor of New York give James and his friends? The key to the city, an official pardon, a ticker tape parade, or a party in Central Park? Maggie.
Is it the key?
Is it the key? Nope, it's a ticker tape parade. You know what that is, right?
I don't know.
That's when they throw all the confetti and the the long things that come out.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. All right, last one. According to the story, who wrote the book you've just finished reading? This is an easy one. The BFG, James, The Centipede, or Roald Dahl? Kelsey.
Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl. Yeah, you all knew that one. So I don't know how you guys did on that quiz at home, but hopefully you got some of those answers. But if you didn't get those answers, guess what? You can still come to our production. I want to thank Maggie and Ian and Kelsey for coming in today to talk about our great show. And remember, James and the Giant Peach happens October 11th through the 13th at the Dairy Opera House. James and the Giant Peach Jr., presented by the Majestic Academy of Dramatic Arts. You can get tickets online at www.majestictheater.net. Or give us a call. It's 669-7469. And we would love to have you come and see the great work that these kids have been doing. So thank you, Kelsey.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ian.
Thank you, Rob.
And thank you, Maggie.
Thank you.
And as always, remember, the world's a stage. Music is the voice of the soul. And we will see you next time.